Pick lists are a great way to customize Salesforce objects, providing a reusable and admin-friendly solution with built-in validation. However, accessing pick list values programmatically is not straightforward, and it's important to understand the various techniques and pitfalls involved. In this post, we'll discuss different methods for accessing pick list values in Apex and Lightning Web Components. We'll cover their limitations, and we'll leave you with best practices for selecting the right approach, depending on your use case. Using pick lists in Apex. A common practice for accessing pick list values from a trigger or a server controller is to use Dynamic Apex. Dynamic Apex isn't limited to Dynamic SQL, in fact, it lets you analyze objects and fields programmatically with methods from the schema namespace. With this technique, you can answer questions like, what are the fields of an object? What is the type of a particular field? Or, what are the possible values of a pick list field? The following code sample shows how you can retrieve picklist values for the industry field of the account object as a list of schema.picklist entry using getDescribe and get picklist values 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. /describe the account.industry field. Schema.describe field result field description equals account.industry.get. Describe. /get picklist values from field description. List entries equals field. Description.get. Picklist. Values. /do something with entries. 4. Schema.picklist entry entry. Entries. Entry.get value entry.get label entry.is active entry.is default value. While this approach is functional and simple, it has three important limitations. 1. It relies on hard-coded object and field names. 2. It returns values that include inactive picklist values. 3. It doesn't handle values for specific record types. You can easily address the first two issues by writing a generic helper method that works with any field and that only returns active picklist entries. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. /retrieves active picklist values for a given object and field. /example, get picklist values account.industry public static list schema.picklist entry get picklist values schema.s object field field. /get all picklist values. List schema.picklist entry entries equals field.get describe. Get pick list values. // only return active picklist values. List schema.picklist entry active entries equals new list schema.picklist entry. 4. Schema.picklist entry entry entries. If entry.is active. Active entries.add entry. Return active entries. The above snippet is a naive implementation with no caching, but you can see that things start to get slightly more verbose. Another important consideration, that's often overlooked, when accessing picklist values is the fact that admins can restrict picklist values for a given record type. The dynamic Apex approach that we just covered does not support this scenario. If you need to work with picklist values for specific record types, you'll need to do a callout to this UI API endpoint. 1. /UI API /object info /object API name /picklist values /record type id. Field. API. Name. For the sake of brevity, we won't show the full Apex code in this post, but you can check out an implementation in the PicklistUtils repository. This project provides a reusable PicklistUtils utility class with full code coverage and caching. PicklistUtils helps you handle all picklist use cases with simple calls. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. /1. Retrieve active picklist values for an object with no record type. /, with object and field references. List values equals picklist. Utils.get. Picklist. Values. Account.s. Object. Type. Account.industry. Semicolon. /, or with object and field specified as strings. List values equals picklist. Utils.get. Picklist. Values. Account. Industry. Semicolon. /2. Retrieve active picklist values for a specific record type. Picklist utils.picklist entries values equals picklist. Utils.get. Picklist. Values. Customer request underscore C, /, object name. 0124H00000CZ6R, /, record type id. Priority underscore C, /, field name. Semicolon. Using picklists in Lightning Web Components. If you are building a Lightning Web Component that relies on picklist values, you could call a custom Apex controller to retrieve those values with the methods that we just described. But the good news is that there's a simpler solution. You can avoid Apex altogether by calling directly the UI API with the getPicklistValues wire adapter from the Lightning/UI_Object_Info API module. The getPicklistValues adapter retrieves all picklist values for a given record type and field name. Using the adapter is interesting for performance reasons because it benefits from the Lightning Data Service Cache. Additionally, this also reduces the amount of Apex code you have to maintain and test, no need for a custom Apex controller. Here's an example of how you can retrieve all picklist values for the industry field of the account object. 1. 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. 23. 24. 25. 26. Import, Lightning element, wire, from LWC. Import, get picklist values, from Lightning/UI. Object. Info. API. Import industry underscore field from at salesforce/schema/account.industry. Export default class example extends Lightning. Element. At wire get. Picklist. Values. Record type id. 0120000000000AAA. /default record type id. Field API name. Industry underscore field. Get industry picklist values error data. If data. Do something with data.default value and data.values values are represented as objects like this. Attributes null. Label agriculture. Valid 4. Value agriculture. Else if error. /handle error. For a complete example of how to use get picklist values in combination with other UI API adapters, see the Retrieving Picklist Values Without Using Apex blog post. Closing words. This concludes our tour of the different techniques for accessing picklist values in Apex and Lightning Web Components. Here's a recap of the best practices we covered in this post. Use dynamic Apex when working with records with no record type. Use UI API callouts when working with record types in Apex. Use the UI API get picklist values wire adapter when working with Lightning Web Components. Use an Apex utility class like picklist utils to avoid code duplication. About the author. Philippe Urzile is a principal developer advocate at Salesforce, where he focuses on the Salesforce platform. He writes technical content and speaks frequently at conferences. He is a full-stack developer and enjoys working on DevOps, robotics, and VR projects. Follow him on Twitter @PhilippeUrzile or check his GitHub projects at Pozl.